I have never met a man and a woman who's been married more than a few years that didn't have some kind of a little disagreement every once in a while. That's just the way it is. But the Lord tells us that the one that's going to be the greatest among you shall be your servant. Now then, let's look at some of these faithful things that's going to happen and some of the things that's going to happen if we don't do what he says and some things that's going to happen if we do do what he says. Let's go to Matthew 24, the next chapter, verse 43 through 51. Matthew 24, 43 through 51. 43, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Now then, he's trying to tell us something here from a worldly thing. In other words, if I call Tom tonight and I say, Tom, I heard two guys saying they're going to come over to your house tonight at 9 o'clock because they know you're going to be at a ball game. I mean, they know that you've got tickets for this ball game and you're not going to be home till 11 o'clock. So I heard these two guys say they're going to be at your house at 9 o'clock tonight and they're going to break into your house and steal everything that they can carry off out of your house. What are you going to do?
Tear up my ticket.
You go, oh, okay. Now then, do y'all know that I will not give the guy's name, but we have a senator that's about my age and he has been one of the biggest fighters against handguns. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. This guy has been, he has fought handguns. Nobody needs handguns. We need to take them all up. We don't want handguns. We want a law that nobody can have a handgun. But last week, two guys broke into his house. And he had a handgun. And he killed one of them. Oh, the guy that don't believe in handguns, but he's got one.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for that.
And what did he do with it when these two thugs broke in? He shot one of them and shot at the other one, but he didn't kill the other one. But how did he do that? With a handgun he had in his house, which he says none of us need. Oh, wonder how come those thugs broke into his house. Isn't that amazing how God works? A man that says we don't need him, but yet he's got one. Now then, this is something I've learned about Washington. They're kind of like fathers. Don't do like I do, do like I say. You know, and that don't work, does it? It don't work. You can't take a daddy that smokes, drinks, and cusses and tells his children, you don't smoke, drink, or cuss. And they said, well, daddy, you smoke, drink, and cuss. Well, it's okay for me because I'm grown, but you don't do that because I'm telling you not to. Well, I guess what you're going to do, you're going to raise up some little hellions. That's what you're going to raise up. They're going to be smokers, drinkers, and cussers because they've heard daddy smoke, drink, and cuss. But Washington is trying to tell us to do things that they're not even willing to do. Isn't that something? Oh, of course it's a double standard. But you know, I thought how cool this was that this guy that's been so against handguns all this time, this Democratic senator, and two thugs broke into his house and he shot one of them with his handgun. I thought, okay. But if you know the goodman, if Tom, the goodman, he knows because I called him and told him what time these thugs are going to break in, you could be at home with your gun sitting there ready, aren't you, Tom?
You bet.
Yeah, and I would be too. If Tom called me and said, Thurman, I got information. These guys are going to break into your house. You can better believe. And he says it's going to be tomorrow. They said they're going to be at your house tomorrow sometime. They expect you to be gone. I'm going to tell you, I may look like I'm gone, but I ain't gone. Our cars may be gone, but I'm going to be here. And I'm going to be waiting with my gun loaded for these thieves. They walk in that door, break that door down. That's going to be the last thing they ever hoped they ever done. Because I'm going to have my gunpoint. I'm going to be ready. You know, and there ain't nothing worse than being at the other end of a gun. You know, if they walk in and you say, okay, boys, drop your guns. And of course, you know, if they're smart, they'll drop their guns. But if they don't, well, then Katie bar the door. Oh, it says here, therefore, after he's talking about being ready for the guy to break in your house, he said, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now then, we as Christians, we know Jesus is coming someday, don't we? But we all think it's going to be in the future. But do you know? I've said this many times. Everybody that's already died has got their own personal rapture. If you die in Jesus, and you're an obedient son, he comes and gets you. You know, and you don't know when that day is, do you? You know, how many people do we know? I mean, I think back, I go back, it's been a year. It's hard for me to believe, but a year ago, Pat's husband, Wally, I mean, he was alive and well and went to bed that night just as alive and well as he could be. And in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, she called and said, Thurman, I think Wally's having a heart attack. He did. And he was gone just almost instantly, wasn't he, Pat? It didn't take no time. But see, he was, what was he, 60 years old, wasn't he? See, only 60. Now, I can tell you for sure, Wally was just like me. He was not planning to die a year ago. He thought he'd be here till he's 70 or 80 years old, at least. But in an hour, as we think not. When the king says, Thurman, I'm through with you. Your life is over. I'm coming to get you tonight. What's going to happen, Scott? He's going to come get me, right? And there ain't nowhere I can go to get away from him. So, as such an hour as we think not. So what's he trying to tell us to do? Be ready all the time. Be about my business. You know, if the last thing you say is, Lord, I want to praise you for all things, and your heart stops, would that be a good place to go home to be with Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he said, son, you were praising me right up to the end. Well done, faithful son. Well done, faithful servant. Come in to the joy I have prepared for you. And see, that's going to happen. But we don't know when that day is, do we? Oh, I mean, we think, I like that 28-year-old boy down there at Sky Chef that time that I tried to win to Jesus, and he didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. He wanted to sow his wild oats, you know. He said, when I get old, then I'll think about Jesus. But 3 weeks later, he went out to a party and drank too much and turned his Jeep over on him at night and killed him and opened his eyes, I know, in a flaming place of hell. I can just see it now as he's screaming. The Lord said, I sent my son 3 weeks ago to tell you about me, and you would not receive me. See, God always sends somebody, doesn't he? He knew the boy's life was nearly over. That's why he put me at the table with that boy that day. He knew I would tell him about Jesus. But he wouldn't receive it. Therefore, he says, be ready. 24/7. Is that the way we should be? Ready 24/7. That's like our military in this country. Last week, our military was on high alert because the Iranians had made a crazy statement that they're going to wipe us out on the 11th, which was last Thursday. Praise God, they were wrong. Here we are a week and a half later. We're still here. But we also know that the CIA director, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago, met with Congress and clearly told them that within the next 3 to 6 months, Al-Qaeda is going to have a major attack upon the United States. Now, where's he going to attack? Maybe Dallas. Maybe New York. Where'd they strike last time? New York. You know? Where did they strike the latest? On an airplane going into Detroit. Is that right? Yeah. One of the Al-Qaeda's. There was a bomber, the underwear bomber, you know, tried to set off. I can imagine. If that thing fired up and that's in his drawers, I can only imagine the shape he's in today. Poor guy. But, you know, the boy needed to know Jesus, right? If he'd have known Jesus, he wouldn't have to suffer those crazy things. Therefore, be ye also ready, and for such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Well, that boy wasn't ready, was he? If he'd have killed himself, he thought he was ready, but he wasn't ready. God knew he wasn't. There were probably a lot of people on that airplane. I understand there was 300 people on that airplane. And probably a whole bunch of them wasn't ready either. But 47 and 48. 45, 46. We're down to the next one. Okay. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? He tells us to be ready, but who is? Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Now then, are you one of these faithful and wise servants? We should be. And he says, if you are, blessed is that servant. Whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Doing what? Let's see what the next verse says. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
Wow.
If you are a faithful servant and you're about the Lord's work when he comes for you, now that doesn't mean at the end of the age. He could come for you today. He could come for me today. None of us know what the day holds, do we? No. I mean, I think, does anybody have any idea how many people on the earth is going to naturally die today in 24 hours? You have any idea how many people are going to die? How many? How about 250,000? How about 250,000? You're in the first 10%. That's a big number, though, isn't it, Tom? Approximately 250,000 people will die. No, 300,000 will be born today. Yeah, we gain about 40,000 to 60,000 a day over the deaths. That's why we're going at such a rate. But just think, they said 230,000 have been confirmed lost their life in Haiti. 230,000 people. Yeah, and that's in one city. Yeah, that's right. So that day there was 500,000 died. That day, that's still just a guess. You know, they're finding people all under them things all the time, you know. So let's just say 250 to 300,000 died in Haiti. How long did it take for them people to die? Some of them lived for days, but some of them died instantly. And the majority of them probably did. Now then, they didn't have time to talk to Jesus if they were sitting there and all of a sudden the wall started shaking and all of a sudden a great big concrete wall fell on you. You didn't have time to say nothing, did you? No? Would that be a good time to really know Jesus? That'd be a good time to really know Jesus and have been about his business and doing a good thing. Because if you had been one of those that was about his business doing a good thing, when that wall fell on you, he would have been there or he had had an angel to pick you up and bring you right home to heaven right then. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah. And some of those people probably were servants of God that died down there out of 250,000 or whatever that died, 300,000. You know some of those people, maybe a very small number, but some of them had to be believers in Jesus. Some of them had to be.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Servant's Heart, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.